Mark chapter 11. And when they were approaching Jerusalem, Bethsphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples out, and he said to them, "Go off into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied up, on which no man has sat. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it,' and he will immediately dispatch it here." So they went off and found a colt tied to the door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" So they spoke to them as Jesus had commanded, and they left them alone. Then they led the colt to Jesus, and put their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes in the way, whereas others cut foliage from the trees and spread them in the way. Both those who were going in front and those following shouted and said, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David, which comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest realms." Then Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, the time already being evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And on the next day, after they had departed from Bethany, he was hungry. So when he saw a fig tree from a distance, which had leaves, he went to see if he would find anything on it. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. After all, it was not the fig season. And reacting, Jesus said to it,
"Let no one ever eat fruit from you any more."
And the disciples heard him. Then they went to Jerusalem, and when Jesus had gone into the temple, he began to throw out those selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers, and the chairs of those selling doves, and he did not allow anyone to carry a utensil through the temple. Then he gave some teaching and said to them, "Does it not stand written that, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" Now the scribes and the senior priests heard it, and they looked for a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd were amazed at his teaching. And when it had become late, he went out of the city. Then early in the morning, as they were passing by, they saw the fig tree withered from its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered." Then Jesus replied and said to them, "Have faith in God. For truly, I say to you that whoever says to this mountain, 'Be uplifted and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but who believes that what he says will come about, then whatever he says will come to pass for him. Which is why I say to you, believe that you will receive everything that you ask for when praying, and it will come to pass for you. And when you stand praying, be forgiving if you have anything against anyone, in order that your Father in the heavens may forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in the heavens forgive your transgressions." Then they went to Jerusalem again, and while he was walking around in the temple, the senior priests and scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to him, "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things?" Then Jesus replied and said to them, "I, for my part, will ask you one thing. So answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." Then they reasoned among themselves and said, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why did you not believe him then?' But should we say, 'Of men?'" They feared the people, for everyone held John to really have been a prophet. Then they answered and said to Jesus, "We do not know." To which Jesus answered and said to them, "Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things."